Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
Good afternoon, Guantanamo Bay. I am DJ Raf the Mac, a.k.a. Petty Officer Raphael McCory, and you are tuned in to Open Line, where we bring you all the information going around at Guantanamo Bay. Currently, I am just by myself, CMC. I couldn't make it, and it doesn't look like we have our next team with us right at this moment. So I know they usually get a little bit busy, sometimes pulled behind with their departmental meetings. So we'll roll it with the hits right now and see if we can get anyone in the next few minutes. So stay tuned. We are back with Open Line, and I do mean we, because we have our MWR team in here. How are you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It was, you know, not too bad. How was your weekend?
It was restful. It was good.
Okay. Love that. Love that. We've got quite a few MWR events, especially with the month of March. We're starting off with the brand new month, moving pretty fast. And Daylight Savings is next Sunday. Week, and I'm not happy about it. Let's start
Neither
there.
Neither am I. It's getting really hot.
It is.
From 6 a.m. in the morning.
And I'm not happy about that either. I'm really stressed out. I was talking about it all last week. It's. I'm starting to feel the humidity already at 7 in the morning. I'm not a fan.
Neither not a fan am I. At all. I'll take the cold any day.
No, I won't go that far. I do prefer the warmth over the cold. I spent some time. I went to college in Pittsburgh. That was a whole nother tundra that I'm not looking forward to. But I definitely have been appreciating these quote unquote winter months.
Yeah, definitely.
What have we got going on for our MWR for the month of March?
Well, good afternoon, listeners. So, kickstarting March tomorrow, we'll be having Steak Under the Stars.
Okay.
That starts at 5 p.m. at the Bayview. Actually, reservations close today. So, if you have not yet secured a spot, you can stop by the Bayview or call extension 2059 to do so.
Okay.
And moving on Friday the 7th at 6 p.m., we'll have the Lucky Pot Poker Tournament. This will also be at the Bayview. Buy-ins close tomorrow the 5th, and that's at a cost of $50. So go out for a chance to win 80% of the prize pool.
Have a good time. I remember I always tell people I saw it. It was my first MWR event I ever saw last year, and everyone seemed to have a really good time. So that's not my thing, but if you're looking for a good time and so a chance to win some some prize money, go out and have a good time.
Yeah, some cool prices. Mm-hmm. Like the watches are usually okay. So pretty. All right, coming on Saturday, the long-awaited Fitness and Figure will be at 6 p.m. at the Windjammer Ballroom. So
absolutely.
Registration has closed. So just come out and show your support for the lovely contestants that will be showcasing their fitness and physique.
Absolutely.
Come out early because we'll be starting on time. And we're in for a great show. You know we always.
We got to make sure, make sure you're there on time.
Yes. And on 13th, we'll have our craft fair at the Bayview.
Okay.
Cost is $20, which is max one table per vendor. Start time will be 5 p.m. So if you have not yet secured your table, this is open to all local crafters. Stop by the Aspen Craft Center or call extension 4091 to do so.
Okay.
The youth bowling special is still ongoing at the Rec Room. This is every Saturday and Sunday. It's open to kids and teens. So they bowl $1.50 per game, and for shoe rental, it's just $1.
That's really nice. Get your bowling practice in, because I am trash. I am terrible. Get your practice in if you want to get good.
And the Spare Me the Details 9-pin no-tap spring bowling league starts today at the Rec Room.
Okay.
This is a 12-weeks league. Start time is 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $30, $7 nightly shoe rental. Meeting date has passed. For more information on this, you can call extension 2118.
All right. It's a bowling month, or
yes.
at least the start of the month. We've got quite a bit of bowling
so
going on.
So these are spring bowling leagues that are currently ongoing. And the We Bag concert, We Bag Man, mm-hmm. will be here. They'll be performing for us from March the 14th to the 17th. At the O'Kelly's Patio and the Irish Pub, respectively. On the 14th, start time is 7 p.m., and on the 16th and 17th, it will be at 6 p.m.
Okay.
For more information, please call 5361.
And I believe, was the 17th the one where they're going to be inside?
So the 17th, they're going to be on the patio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the 16th, they'll be inside the
pub. Inside. I know they were doing like a different type of style. That's pretty cool.
Yes. And for our open registration, we have the Lucky Strove Golf Tournament coming up on the 15th, 7:30 a.m. at the Lateral Hazard Golf Course. This is a two-person scramble, shotgun start. Registration is $60 per team, and you must do so by March the 12th. For more information, you can call 2743.
Okay.
And for all you seafood lovers,
yes,
we have...
the moment I've been waiting for.
I'm speaking your language, I know.
I was waiting
for it. We have the Windermere Seafood Boil coming up on March the 19th. This is only at a cost of $40 per person. Sign up early to secure your spot. Mm-hmm. For reservations, you can call 2522.
I've been to, I think, was it two now? I've been to two, and both of them were delicious. So definitely for those of you who have not been yet, if you're maybe new to the island, definitely $40 may seem like a lot. It is very much worth the money. It's delicious. They make sure you're taken care of. It's a good time.
Awesome. You heard him. Speaking from experience. We have the Novice Pickleball Tournament coming up on the 21st. That's at 5:30 p.m. Outdoor Pickleball mm-hmm. Court. This is an open doubles tournament. Registration closes on March the 20th. And this is absolutely free.
Yeah, a good time held by all, regardless of your expertise. Maybe you're fresh out of the gate. I had never heard of pickleball until I even got over here, to be frankly honest. But the people that you play with, it's a very nice community overall. Everyone just wants to have a good time. So definitely check it out if you haven't gotten into it, or if you're just looking to find someone to tag with.
All right, sounds good. And the Furry Fiesta Pet Show, all you pet lovers.
Right.
This is coming up in March 28th. This will be at 6:30 p.m. at the O'Kelly's Patio. So come dress your pets in their best costume and join us for a furry fiesta. There will be prizes for the best talent or trick, the best costume, and, of course, the crowd's favorite. The flyer, if you see the poster while you're moving around in base, just scan that QR code to register for that event. For more information, call 5361. And last but not least, we have the Whiskey Wonders coming up on March the 29th.
Okay.
This will be at 7 p.m. at the Bayview Complex. Tickets go on sale today.
Okay.
Cost is only $60 per person, and that will be inclusive of a commemorative complimentary glass.
Okay.
So that you're in nice. For a good treat.
Yeah, in for a good time. I have to say the Pet Fiesta, if I could get my cat to, like, behave long enough to put him in anything, I might sign him up for, like, the singer. Because when I tell you he can hold a meow for at least 5 minutes when he wants my attention, it's ridiculous.
All right. Sounds good.
But we've got quite a few MWR events going on in March, so definitely get your butts out there for whatever tickles your fancy. You've got sports. You've got some dining. You've got some seafood, specifically dining, that I will be part of, so you'll see me there. But you've got some pets, got some furry friends, anything and everything that you could think of for the start of spring. So thank you so much for stopping by. I definitely appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, we've also got our CYP dropping by. And how are you doing?
Good. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing all right. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
So what's going on with CYP?
Sure. A few updates for the community.
Awesome.
So we have our parent involvement board meeting this Friday, 11:30 to 12:30 in the upstairs Windjammer classroom.
Okay.
So sometimes people don't realize there's an upstairs.
Oh, okay.
to that building. Yeah. So there is an upstairs, and that's where we'll be. We will serve pizza and, you know, water and beverages mm-hmm. for families that want to come. So we're hoping to get a good turnout for parents. Is a good opportunity to share ideas. If you have any, you know, concerns, if there's just interest that we haven't met yet, any kind of needs. So that's open to any. Really, the focus is parents that participate in any of our CYP programs.
Okay.
But it could even be parents that maybe have not yet and just want
to
learn
more. Looking to get into it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some great communication opportunities.
Yes, yes. Then also moving on to youth sports and fitness. So we have our end of season. Right now we've been doing disc golf, golf, and basketball. So our end of season party will be March 12th for those participants. They've already received an email, but just a
all
friendly
right.
reminder for March 12th, end of season. They do a nice thank you to our volunteer coaches and the awards for the players.
Okay.
And it's just a good time for all. We are also registering for our upcoming season, so we will be doing youth pickleball,
okay.
Youth track, and youth baseball.
Okay.
And then we're also going to do a fitness week for spring break. So
all
of those
nice.
Are open for registration right now.
Okay.
We also have our free Zumba for youth, which is, we're doing it once a month. Thank you to Jean over at, everyone knows Jean at Fitness. Mm-hmm. So she's the Zumba instructor for the youth Zumba.
Oh, wow.
So it's free for participants. Mm-hmm. And this month it'll be on the 15th and it'll be 11 to 11:45. So
right.
We had our first one last month, and we had a good turnout. So
I can imagine.
You know, we're encouraging more kids and families to come out for that.
It's always a good time with Zumba. Get your dance on, some great music. Yes. you can't go wrong.
A good workout on a Saturday morning. And then finally, a big shout out to Dan, our school liaison, for putting together the book fair. So he actually reached out to Scholastic, and they have sent down books. So we're actually going to have a traditional Scholastic
wow.
book fair like we all remember from
mm-hmm.
school.
Yeah.
So it's going to be at several locations. So please look out for the advertising for that. But it will be, so I'll give a quick rundown, but it is on all the advertising and posters. But on the 10th and 11th, it'll be at the Windjammer Ballroom. On the 12th and 13th, it will be at the W.T. Sampson Flex Lab. On the 14th and 15th, it'll be at the School Age Care Gymnasium. And then on the 17th and 18th, at the CDC in our lobby area.
Okay.
So I can't remember ever having the Scholastic come down here before,
right.
So he's put a lot of work and effort into this, and so far everybody has seemed super excited for it. So it'll be a win-win for everybody. We'll get, the families will have a chance to shop for books, and then we'll get some free books out of the deal too, depending
oh, wow.
on the sales. So.
Well, thank you for all that hard work. I'm certainly looking forward to a great Scholastic book fair.
Yeah.
I think everyone remembers the fact
yes.
the smell. I just always remember the smell of the, of the fresh rubber
right.
from the eraser. And all the new books. Everyone found something that they wanted at the Scholastic
yes.
Book Fair. So looking forward to hearing all the wonderful things that all the kids find from the Scholastic Book Fair. Thank
yeah.
you guys so much. That's so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And so those are our updates right now for CYP.
All right. Well, so many things to look forward to. Make sure you guys are tuned in Friday. There is, of course, that meeting, which will be some great communication opportunities. The Scholastic Book Fair, which you definitely don't want to miss out on. And next week, I know there was the party for those who are finishing up their season, and some more seasons to look into coming up. Thank you so much for stopping
yeah,
by.
Absolutely. Excellent recall that you did.
I tried.
Yes, you are definitely listening. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by. We are back with Open Line, and we have a full house currently. We've got our mail house in with us, and we also have our fire warden in here with
yes,
us. And we are rocking and rolling. It's good to see everyone. Miss Kay, she's back.
Yay! Hey,
back on the island.
Everybody. Yes. Glad to be back. Shall we get into it? I am always. I miss Gitmo so much.
Let's get right into it.
Let's get into it because they playing. So, hey, y'all, a lot of people are coming and leaving, but for the folks that are leaving, a lot of Foot Lockers are going out. Because that's a good way to send all your stuff in one package.
Mm-hmm.
With using those Foot Lockers, usually, and we put the ACT up there, the plastic tags, we put the postage and your address and all that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's really reliable, but sometimes in mail handling, they come off. So, guys, when you're using the Foot Locker, put your address inside as well.
Okay.
That way, if it does come out, we can pop the lock open and go, okay, we know where it's going, we'll continue forward. If you do not, dead mail, Atlanta. We won't know where it's going. You know what I mean? So you guys put your address inside of your Foot Lockers. Just write it on a piece of paper, nothing
mm-hmm.
official or nothing. Just write your name and address on there so we, in case the tag comes
back
off,
up.
We're able to continue to forward that on to you. So we've had some concerns about people that are thinking that their mail is sitting at the post office. The tracking doesn't show any movement.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of explain our dispatching procedure, okay? So
okay.
kind of listen carefully to me. So if you bring your mail to the post office Monday through Thursday by noon on Thursday, your mail will go out that following Friday, same
mm-hmm.
week, no problem. Now, if you bring it at, say, 1 p.m. on Thursday, your mail is going to sit at the post office for a week. We have one flight a week, right? We have to dispatch them, but we have a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So at noon, we cut off and we can do our manifest
right.
and stuff like that. So after noon, your mail is going to sit at the post office, okay? A lot of people have been concerned, thinking their mail is just sitting, not being dispatched. That is why. Afternoon, it's going to have to wait a whole week. Further, if you're still not seeing track, you know it's gone for sure because you got within that time window
mm-hmm.
or the following Friday has come, and it's still not showing tracking, you have to explain this to you. The military postal system has a certain system that we follow when it's in the military system.
Mm-hmm.
USPS doesn't show that update, and that's what you all as a customer see. We can see that it's potentially moving or it's actively moving because of the
mm-hmm.
container number. So if you have an issue where you feel like your mail isn't moving, just come to us and we can kind of explain it to you further. Otherwise, you're going to see that it's not moving and you're gonna think it's standstill.
Mm.
And recently, we've had some complaints kind of elevated before it reached us, kind of higher ice. I'll just say it, ice, you know. Mm-hmm. And the person didn't come to us, or the people didn't come to us first. And we can simply explain our procedure to you.
I see.
So it leaves here. And even if it says, I think it says, what does it say? In transit or something like that, but it's not showing where it's correct. At. It does mean it's moving. It's just not showing you where
it'll
it's
say
at.
Accepted at post office.
Right. So
the next update won't be shown until the stateside they scan it. And what seems to happen is the stateside doesn't end up scanning it. Because I've had packages we've sent out, and they'll get home before the next update gets there.
Really?
So yeah. There won't be an update at all. So because it's not being updated, doesn't mean that your package is not moving. It just means it's moving, but there's no record of where it's been,
right.
where it's going.
And we understand that is the frustrating part because, right. like, what's the point of a tracking number if I can't? Trust yes. me, y'all, we're yes. not exempt from this frustration. Mm-hmm. We, too, go through it. Yes. I just wanted to kind of explain to y'all, first of all, we're not holding your mail. Trust me. We don't have the space to, okay?
Yes.
But I want to explain our dispatching. Again, if you get your mail Monday all the way to Thursday noon, if you bring your package in, it will leave that same week. But if you come afternoon on that Thursday, your mail will sit for another week. But it will go out the following Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's our kind of our procedure. So mm-hmm. please, if you're having issues, come straight to us. Ask for me personally. Mm-hmm. I will show you our dispatching. I will show you our animated postal system and show you how it is moving. But you're just unable to see it as a customer. And again, we do apologize for that. But your mail is moving. But please come to us. We're your first line. You don't have to elevate it. Like we want to help you guys. It's like I say this every week, and I don't want to seem like I'm coming off any kind of way, but we want to help you guys. But, you know, some people are getting more frustrated than they should have to, and they're just elevating it, and, you know, we're having an answer for that. But, guys, please stop by anytime. I'll explain any procedure. I'll help you track something. I'll give you an update on it, whatever I can do for you, okay?
Yeah, and absolutely. We understand, like, maybe in the previous past there have been issues with the post office, but
yes.
I promise you, since we've been there, we have improved it.
Absolutely.
Functions have,
yes.
you know, we've diminished the amount of mail being lost or mishandled.
Definitely.
So we are doing what we can. So if you have any issues, do bring it up to us, because we really want to show you that we are trying our best to make sure your mail gets where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
And it works both ways. Just make sure you communicate with the team.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be help you as much as they possibly can.
Absolutely.
And patience is a virtue.
Sometimes, patience is yes. definitely a virtue.
Sometimes you just gotta wait on a little bit and
yeah.
just know that they're trying to take care of you.
Thank you. You gotta say that. Thank you.
Update for all my Gitmo family here. So we have two new zip codes that we have added.
Oh.
So for the incomers that we just received, we have a new zip code for the Marines, which will be 34061. So the full zip code be FPOAA34061-9997, and that'll be for the packages heading towards the Marines that are here. And the Task Force Southern Guard that's here, we also created their zip code, which will be the APOAA34013. They are both currently up and ready to be receiving mail, so we should be starting to receive their mail. So for the mail orderlies out there, if you happen to get any mispitched packages going to your location and you see these zip codes, please bring it back to us. Let us know so we can make sure it gets to the right location. But those are our two new zip codes here.
Yes.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time. So the Marines, the incoming Marines that we just received, their zip code will be FPOAA34061. And the Task Force Southern Guard, their post office would be APOAA34013.
We love that personalized.
And you can absolutely come stop by. Like, hey, you guys talk fast. I was in the car. I couldn't write it down. Absolutely stop by. We'll provide those addresses for our new Gitmo family Southern Guard. Welcome to you guys, too. Thank
yes,
you for your
welcome,
service.
Welcome
Thank
here.
You. Welcome to Gitmo. We're prepared and ready to receive your packages from your loved ones. Again, if you need a repeat of those zip codes, just stop by. I can say it again, but just stop by because you need your box number,
yes.
too. Anyway, so just stop by and see us. And we have the two zip codes for our Southern Guard family. And please know that you can't use the local zip codes that we have, too.
Right.
Don't let someone tell you, oh, just use 34009. Mm. No, because it's going to come here. And when we're going through the mail, if we see that, you're not going to be in our database, so we're going to send it back.
Right.
So do not use the local zip codes. If you need the zip codes for Southern Guard, stop by the post office, and we'll provide that for you guys, okay?
Absolutely.
And then one more thing. So another thing we're starting to see, I need everyone to understand, when you guys come to Gitmo for your first time or for any of those that know anyone that just got on island, please let them know that they have to check in with the post office.
Mm.
It's very important that you check in with us so we can give you a box number and we can track that you have mail coming in. We have a lot of situations where personnel are sending mail over here, and we're not tracking them on iLink. Mm. Now, that we will try to email you. We will try to contact you by phone if you have a phone number on the system somewhere. But if we cannot reach you after a week, we will send that mail back on the next flight. So
you don't want your mail sent back.
Correct. So please check in with us.
Nobody wants those problems. Lastly, guys, I'm sad, with a sad heart, we are bidding Sean Alvarado here farewell.
What
he is
me?
Leaving Friday. Our postal crew that has been here for the last
nine months.
It's leaving Friday. So I do want to say, Sean Alvarado, like, you've been instrumental to me being here and the operations and everything, and you're like a brother now. You're stuck with me. So I really, really sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate all your professionalism and hard work. To the rest of the postal team that is outgoing, you guys are awesome. Thank you for just being postal, mission-oriented and working hard. I love you guys. I salute y'all, and mission accomplished. So yeah, thank
quick
you.
Quick shout-out, Sarn Torres, Sarn Nanas, and Specialist Williams, and Sarn Holmes.
Yes, yeah. thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. And our new postal crew is here.
Yes, so we just received the 316th. They're from New York, led by Sarn First Class Ambrose. So she's here. She has her crew. They're currently, we're training them to take over for us. They're a good crew. They're ready to take over and continue the process and the improvements we made.
Yeah.
So expect nothing but the best from them.
Absolutely.
Little heads up on their names. So we have Sergeant Fana, Staff Sergeant Ski, Specialist Walker, PFC Ramdas, and Sergeant Ashley. I almost forgot you, but I did. Yeah, I got them all.
Oh, and a new civilian. Her name is Miss Sarah. Hi, Miss Sarah.
Yes.
So we got, you know, some transition in the post office, but the mission will continue. But you'll see new friendly faces, and we're always here to service you guys. Mail is morale.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, I ain't give you permission to leave, but we thank you so much.
I know that's right. Listen,
that's surprising me. Like,
I tried everything in my power.
Listen,
but
if I go missing, Miss K's house is where you need to find me, because I was threatened to be tied up. I'm just letting you know.
And if you do want to say bye to the postal crew, we will be at what is it called? I don't know why I say O'Reilly's.
O'Kelly.
It will be at O'Kelly's tomorrow. I've been here 10 months and I still say O'Reilly's. Y'all don't judge me. We listen and we don't judge. We will be at O'Kelly's tomorrow at 6 if you guys want to just stop by and say bye to the postal crew. But this is my family and we'll be in the building. So again, thank you guys. I love you guys, and just Godspeed.
Well, thank you so much for the updates, and thank you for all your guys' work and service. You will be sorely missed.
Yes. Oh,
appreciate it.
Miss Carrie, follow that.
Boom. Mic drop.
Well, let's go ahead right into it. We're getting to
let me bring this mic up to my level.
Oh,
shots are being fired.
Burn. It is cold from the shade, baby. Huh?
We've got the firehouse in here with us, as well as we've had every week, and so much great information coming from it.
Yes.
Still checking our fire alarms. By my roommates, his went off, started going off. So, you know, well, it's around that time that we've been talking about.
Yes.
Daylight savings is next week.
Yes, it is on the 9th. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So remember, we're spring. It's spring forward. So you want to set your clocks. So when you set your clocks forward, you want to go ahead. And like he said, jump right in and change your fire alarm.
Yes,
smoke detector, change those batteries. Because that's a good time to change. If you have not changed in the past 2 months, go ahead and change those batteries, because they will be going off if you have not changed them recently. All right, so go ahead, and it's a 9-volt battery, I'm just saying. So it's only one battery. Yeah, so go ahead and change
them. But doesn't this have them?
Is the firehouse providing the batteries?
Listen. So if we have any and we can assist, we might, but we don't provide.
Just go on to the next. Don't even worry about it. Just go on to the next.
All right. So since we jump right into that and spring forward, we're going to go ahead and talk about some fire safety, grilling safety here.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to go ahead and give some tips as propane and charcoal. I mean, all grills should be only used outdoors.
Right.
Let's just put it. I'm not going to emphasize on what type. Mm-hmm. Your grill should be used outside, unless it's an electrical grill, a small one. But basically, propane and charcoal should be used outside. There's no going around that, right?
Right.
Also, your grill should be placed well away from home areas, like the corners of the house. You know, we don't have decks and railings, but at least outside from under any heaves or hanging branches. In an open area, you want to make sure you place your grill. And keep your grill clean by removing grease or fat. I mean, these build up from grills and in trays, they're below the grill, so they can cause fire. Because, again, it's grease.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Grease fat, grease fire. That's what happens right
grease
here.
Lightning.
Grease lightning. And never leave your grill unattended. Just like when you're cooking, do not leave it unattended.
Right.
Right? It can't cook itself. I mean, it will monitor, but you need to monitor your grill.
We don't want your house cooking itself
oh
either.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. Always make sure your gas grill lid is open before lighting it. I mean,
she looked right at me. Why?
I know. I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying, be careful out there.
That's crazy.
Okay.
She just wanted to make sure you were extra safe.
Yeah, I noticed a while back someone was messing with a grill, and they almost lost all their eyebrows. And whoosh. So I'm just saying, that's crazy. So let's be careful out there, right? And that's what that. So those tips are really for the charcoal and propane grills. For charcoal grills, though, initially, there are several ways to get the charcoal ready to use. Charcoal chimney starts allow you to start the charcoal using newspaper or as a fuel, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to use proper A. You know what? Remember I talk about the lint in the dryer?
Right.
Just saying, right? Good lint right there. Mm. So if you use a starter fluid, use only charcoal starter fluid. Never add charcoal fluid or any other flammable liquid to the fire. Let's not use nail polish remover, alcohol. People be doing some stuff out there. People be experimenting.
Wow.
Let's use the proper
liquid.
That's wild.
You know? I like how she tapped my shoulder like, don't do it.
That's the subliminals. That's crazy.
Keep charcoal fluid and every other hazard liquids away from children's reach, you know, away from the heat source. Mm-hmm. Let's keep our kids safe. You know, for persons that have kids at home, you know, you have like, not only for lighter fuels, but any hazardous liquid, you want to make sure you have a lock on that that cupboard, that below cupboard, to make sure they can't get access to it, right? And also, there are also electrical charcoal starters, which do not use fire, but be sure to use an extension cord for outdoor use. And as I mentioned, extension cord, listen, again, I'm going to emphasize, extension cords are only for...
temporary use.
Temporary use.
I'll be listening.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be listening.
Thank you. And when you were finished, when you're, oh my goodness.
I was going to phone a friend.
Going to call a friend?
Yeah.
extension cords are for temporary use only. So you use them, you plug them out, you wrap them, put them away. Okay? That's what they're for,
Miss Kay. They're looking guilty over here.
They're looking guilty. When you are finished grilling.
Oh my.
When you are finished grilling, let the charcoal completely cool before disposing in a metal container. So to emphasize on that, right? Just like when you're using a bonfire or a burn pit, you want to make sure it cool completely. You want to extinguish a fire completely. Mm-hmm. You want to dig it up to make sure there's nothing smothering there that can reignite, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing here. And then, of course, you dispose of it properly. Right, so you want to make sure everything is cool and cold to touch, so before you try and dispose of it in any area, right? So to jump onto fire warden, fire safety. So we have that coming up.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be on the 13th of this month. We had put out some new information, and we want people to adhere to it, please. We want to make sure that we have a seamless process going. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of new, but persons have not been doing that. I want to emphasize, you need to do this. Right, so for persons that are refresher, so the refresher course, a renewal for your fire warden, because the fire warden certificate lasts 1 year, right? So want to make sure that you do a refresher course, and we're emphasizing that people get this done, right? We have a deadline that we have put out. It's on NavSafe's page, and I sent out a few emails. We need you guys to send your information to us by March 5th. That's tomorrow. Right, so we can. So basically, what you're gonna send, right? You're gonna send a list of persons that are gonna be attending the class, and also information how to get onto ESAMS if you don't have that information. Mm-hmm. Because really, we need you guys to email us at nsgbfireprevention1@us.navy.mil, right? And we have it out there no later than 8 days prior to the scheduled class. So this is going from the 13th onwards.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we want you guys to do. So for renewal annual fire. Annual refresher training. We want you guys to email fire prevention. Let me repeat that email, nsgbfireprevention1@us.navy.mil, no later than 8 days prior to the scheduled class. And in your email, please request instructions to how to complete the required training on ESAMS before attending the class. This class needs to be completed before you attend your refresher.
Oh, okay.
So this is for persons who already have a fire warden certificate and are becoming expired, right? And also provide a list of all the persons who will be attending the class.
Right.
So lately, when persons sign up for the classes, I mean, even though I emphasize, please write legibly, or like when you're in kindergarten school, guess what? I still have issue understanding the names and stuff. So this will kind of help us to alleviate that process, right? And for new fire wardens, the same process applies. Email us. However, you will not be doing a course on ESAMS. You're not required to do that course on ESAMS. You just send your name, or whoever is attending, and we'll have you sign up for the class. And then you attend the class, which is 9 a.m. 9 a.m. every second Thursday, Buckley Hall Auditorium, unless we change the location, right? And going forward for Firewatch. So Firewatch personnel, these are persons that are that do contracting. They do hot work stuff. They do welding, you know, torching, stuff like that. So these persons would attend the class as well. They need to do the same thing. Email fire prevention, everyone, please, nsgbfireprevention1@us.navy.mil for further information. And when you do this, please send a list of all the persons that will be attending the class.
Right.
This will, again, alleviate the whole stress of getting the names, you know, understand what people write. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, again, we already mentioned the smoke alarm, you know. You know, like I said, when it's time to change the clock, it's time to change your smoke alarm batteries. Beep. Okay, so again, please get more before I jump into the fun stuff, right? For fire safety, please remember to watch your grills. Don't leave them unattended. Don't put them close to the house. Clean your grills, right? And also for Fire One, Fire Watch class, please email us at nsgbfireprevention1@us.navy.mil for more information. Register for the renewal by March 5th. Okay, and that's for this class, this class on the 13th, right? So,
let's get jump into
fun stuff, okay? The Fire Department Association, FDA, we are going to be having our first fundraiser. It's going to be at the NEX atrium. It's going to be at 11 a.m., right? And you know the Gitmo food. You see in the poster, on the flyer, on Gitmo page, you know. We're going to have fun food. We're going to have delicious food. Just come with your stomach empty and your money. Ooh. About that.
Yes.
It's a fundraiser, and we look forward to the usual support from the Gitmo community. Right? So it's going to be at 11. Please stop by early because the food goes like that. As I snap my finger,
What's on the menu?
And we have on the menu. We're going to have some oxtail.
Oh, me love oxtail, them.
Now, didn't you say you were going meatless?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Never left. But we're going to have some oxtail. We're going to have...
Real quick.
We can start next week.
We're going to have oxtail. We're going to have some jerk barbecue chicken. Okay? And we're going to have, for the persons that are going meatless, we're going to have some ackee with some codfish.
Okay.
So we got food for everybody. Okay? It's going to be, again, Saturday.
Nice. Something to look forward
11
to.
11 a.m.
Yes, beat me there, y'all.
After the postal team leaves.
Listen,
I got you.
Man, y'all just jumping ship too early. I'm just saying. Okay,
well,
so
thank you, Ms. Karen.
Everybody show up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And remember, safety, safety, safety. Oh, before I go, I'm gonna give a shout out. Shout out to the Navy Exchange.
Okay.
Beauty and Barber Salon.
Oh. Yes, indeed.
They keep
love
us on point.
They really
definitely.
Do.
You know, I want to say a big shout out to Miss Dawn, Miss Nadish, Miss Maureen, Miss Tracy, all everybody in the barbershop, all the gentlemen over there, but especially to my ladies over there,
absolutely.
The beauty shop.
Morale.
Okay? Woo-woo, big up on yourself.
Y'all bless up. Yes, I am.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. So great to have your energy back in the studio. So much great information. And once again, to our postal team that is heading out, we thank you all for so much of your service and all the wonderful changes and upgrades that you guys have been continuously putting towards the mail and getting our morale, you know, to top notch.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you all so much for stopping by.
Have a good one, Gitmo.
Right. Thank you.
We are back with Open Line, and we have our chaplain as well as Jack here. We've got our legal team and the chaplain. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Good. We're here to celebrate Chaps being on active duty. I want to make that announcement on the radio.
So yes.
All right.
We're going to do that.
Just came out this past week, so.
Well.
And then we had, since Jag and I are the most Tom Cruise looking officers here, we had to have Danger Zone for our intro.
Exactly, Chaps. Exactly.
I just had a feeling.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier that next week is daylight savings.
Mm-hmm.
Today is also a special day, and tomorrow because today is Mardi Gras actually. Mm-hmm. And so today is our last day to have fun and enjoy, as tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Mm.
And we begin that time of introspection and self-reflection leading up to Easter. So tomorrow, Chaplain Pete and I will be over on the leeward side and here making the rounds, putting ashes on folks' foreheads if they wish. And then we have a Protestant worship service tomorrow night, 17:30, in the main chapel. And then also for the Catholics at 18:30 and 19:30 for their Ash Wednesday worship services. So you can always call 2323 for more information. But we invite everybody, you know, it's always like an opportunity to think about the habits in your life, you know, things that need changing. We all have our growth areas. We all have our bad habits we're trying to kick. So it's sort of a little chance to, you know, reflect on those things as we end the winter and move into spring and summer and all that stuff. So, but of course, the chaplains are always here to support folks. If ever someone needs someone to talk to, it's always 100% confidential. And we're just here to listen, not to judge. So always feel free to reach out to us at 2323. And we're here for everyone.
Well, it's so good to see you. I get to see you every so often for some great information. We've also got our Jack here. What's going
on? So it's going to be hard to follow up talking about spring cleaning for the soul. Hard to follow that up.
Yeah.
Definitely a good time to reflect on that. So I'm going to go. I got an announcement and a joke. Which one do you want first?
Let's go with the announcement first.
Announcement first? Okay. So the announcement is the embassy visit, you know, drum roll, when the next embassy is going to visit. Right now, the flight has been requested and approved. And so, you know, barring anything, you know, drastic changing, you know, we'll get a post eventually for the Facebook page. But they're going to be on island the 29th of April through the 2nd of May. And so if you know you need passport renewal, or a new passport, or you're going to have a child or have had a child since the last visit in October to April here on the island and do not have their consular report of birth abroad, their CRIBA, please reach out to our office at either 4692 or 4834 and give us your information. We can go ahead and schedule you an appointment either on the 30th or the 1st of May. And the 30th is going to be a full day, and then the 1st will be just the half day in the morning to meet with the embassy to get that appointment knocked out.
Some great information, some very pertinent information that I might have to be part of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we can make that happen. And I had a little caveat, too. I know it's fundraising time for the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society annual drive. So I got the official ethicsgram from the Navy JAG ethics code up in D.C. about some do's and do nots with the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society. So I'll just the do nots, right? 100%, you know, they say you got to have 100% contact for the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society. The contractors are not included in that 100%, right? So you don't have to go track down every contractor that works for you or your office and make sure they contribute to the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. It makes sense when you kind of think about it. And then also, you know, publicity. You can publicize, right, your command, you know, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society efforts, but publicizing, like, command percentage of participation and, like, putting that thermometer. Everyone's seen that, you know, hey, there's the thermometer of how much we raised. That's one of the specific call-outs as a do not do that specifically. And also, you can't give special lib, you know, 24-hour special lib, or, you know, hey, you get to wash civilian clothes if you donate.
Gotcha.
Those are the do nots. Everything else that you normally do, like hand out the thing at the office, that's totally fine.
Cool. Just make sure you don't do any of those things he said don't do.
And the joke is, you know, I was talking with a paralegal who works in my command back at the legal office at Kings Bay. She was stationed in Guantanamo Bay. Back in 1986.
Oh, wow.
And she showed a picture of her riding horses when we still had horses. And so I got a horse joke for you today. So a horse walks into the store, and the store owner goes, "Hey, you know what the horse says?"
"Yes, please."
"Sure."
I feel like that, I would give you that one.
Chap's got that one.
I like that one. I feel like you have to say, like, the horse trots into it. Trots into the store.
Trots into the store.
I'm just being specific. Ignore me.
Next time.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. Some great information, some great things coming up, new changes, which always brings some nice new perspective as we are still, I mean, it's still the early part of the year. So it's always like New Year's resolutions, but you can still find ways to cement either what resolutions you've already made or even take the time now to start some new habits and really work on yourself the way you want to. So definitely some things to look forward to. Make sure you don't cross any don'ts that our Jack mentioned, because we don't want to get in trouble for any reasons at all. There's just no reason for that. But thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thanks
we appreciate
for having
you.
Us. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's going to be all for Open Line for this hour. A lot of great information. Good to see Ms. K back off from leave. Sad to see some of our male team leave, but wishing you guys the absolute best. And once again, thank you for all the work you've put in. Shout out to those who are just coming on the island. Check out all that we have to offer, our MWR team, our next team, our chaps, our JAG. There's so much here for you to do and just to be involved in. So make sure that you stay active, stay healthy. Make sure that you check in with yourself and friends, family, loved ones, and fellow service members. But have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday.